guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury.
Jury.
When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. I'm over the top. That's what I do. That's what I do. I need a t-shirt with that on it.
Boy.
I'm over the top. That's what I do. And here she is with her clinking wine and her ice and her wine, her ice and her Pinot Grigio or whatever it is.
It's a Riesling. And don't forget the wine cup said, be mine wine.
Y'all, I want to be this woman for Halloween.
Y'all,
everything
Yolanda
about her
is a star.
Is delightful to me. She knows exactly how to handle her ridiculous daughter.
She does. And I don't know if you saw, but y'all, new Lalu is coming. Well, first of all, y'all, this is Lulu.
This is Lurder.
Lurder.
Love during lockup. Someone, Sissy, suggested that name. Ludo, a.k.a. Lurder.
Lurder.
And
so, y'all, this episode's called The Secret Stash. But did you see the commercial for Love During Lockup coming in March?
Love After Lockup.
Yes. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so it's all new people. So maybe it'll be season
all
four.
New couples.
Except for Indy and Harry.
They're on it?
Well, you don't see Harry, but you see Indy is in it. So that means Yolanda is going to be on Love After Lockup.
I'm so happy about that.
I kind of need to see a show. Y'all, if they did a reality show of just Yolanda being a detective and a bounty hunter.
Watch that. I'd watch the shit out of that.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
And her just like, she's like, mother. And even the last, she's like, Indy.
Indy. <Let's, laughs> So y'all, this is Lulu, a spinoff of Love After Lockup. This show is complete bonkers. We love it. It's so good. We want to.
This show is a gift for 2022.
It really is. It's a
make
gift for,
20- up for the shitty 2 years we had.
We want to remind you that this January is raw dogging us. So we have Darcy and Stacey that's dropped. And then next week on the free feed, we're going to have Summer House, which dropped. And then also, we've heard that Love is Blind is coming in February. February 11th. Anything else coming out, or is that going to be it for a bit?
If you're listening at this tier, you're going to get Love is Blind because that's going to be at the $5 Netflix binge tier. Yeah. You're going to get, and Darcy and Stacey are going to be on the free feed as well as Summer House is on the free feed.
You're going to get it all.
You're going to get it all like the filthy, greedy dick pigs you are.
Yes. Someone did ask, it's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll do it one day as a special thing, but someone said if we could video record Darcy and Stacey, they're like, I would pay for that. The only problem is y'all is, it's a lot more work for us.
It's a lot more work. It's
a lot more work.
We would need to find some way to make that premium though.
Yeah.
Which
probably means we're not going to do it. Right now we're dealing with stuff, y'all. We're remote and remote. I'm in Houston. Papa Mar's not doing well. Send your love. And Poodle's in Los Angeles. And I just see a trick tied up in the corner. So we need to do this show.
Yes.
So
I still will be done in a 45 minute.
So let's do this so Poodle could get railed. Let's do this.
I told him I would let him out to pee.
Your skin does look a little bright and your eyes look clear since the last time we spoke. So I'm assuming you fucked.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Poodle's eyes literally get clearer once he has dick. You can tell.
It is kind of crazy what it does to my body and energy.
For all of us, it's a release.
It's more than that. It's like I absorb some of the essence to someone who I've just had sex with. It's like my X-Men power. It's like Rogue who takes the power. I take a little bit of their life force.
So would your X-Men name just be Ho?
Ho, get out here. We need you to have sex with this guy.
Take
all of his life force. Okay, I'll just be a second. I gotta go douche.
Please, I need Jennifer Lawrence to jump out and be like, "Ho, we need you now."
Guys, I've told you. I've been having some problems in the posterior, and I just ate Taco Bell. Take a while.
Yes, you're gonna be. I'm sorry, Mr. Xavier. I had El Pollo Loco last night at 1 a.m. because I got real drunk.
And my power is also the slowest to take effect. So they're all just waiting for me to fuck this guy. And the guy's like, I'm almost done. And everyone's just filing their nails. They're like, Ho, you done yet?
X-Man, colon, last fuck.
That is my superpower of absorbing the energy of people I have sex with. And people are like, why do I feel more tired after I've slept with you?
Yeah, why can't I?
Really tired.
And then they just die or float away.
You know, who cares? I've gotten what I need from them.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of getting what you need from me, y'all, Yolanda is not trusting Harry. Let's jump into Indy and Harry. Harry is cute. We haven't seen a lot of him, but man, he is a good-looking guy.
Cute.
He's not Dalton cute, but he's still real cute.
Yeah, I think they're the two hotties this season. They actually might be the hottest ones. I don't know. I had a thing for Doug until he went fucking crazy, and then I couldn't think he was hot anymore.
Just waiting for that one to happen.
Ugh. Anyway, and neither of them look like these. Neither of them look like they would choke me. So I need a little bit of a roughneck. So
Indy is Indy, you know, y'all, we just had she just told her whole family that her and Harry
She's
are
moving to Ohio.
Ohio. And
because a psychic told her to.
Because a psychic told her to, and that they are spiritually married. Remember, y'all, take a drink every time Indy says, but we are spiritually married.
And so mom says, come here, we need to talk. I think this is another time for Lalu or Lurder Theater. I just decided I was going to keep going.
Well, no, I'll put it together.
No, you won't. No, you won't. You're a liar.
That sounds
You're a dirty, dirty liar. It's going to sound like garbage, but it's fine.
It's fine. I tried to make it more dissonant, you know, like if you're in prison, things are hard.
No. I don't know. Mine was, it was very legato and weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Okay. So Poodle's going to be playing the role of Yolanda because he should. And I'll be playing Indy. And imagine, y'all, this is some country shit I grew up with. Just opening your sliding glass door and walking out on your back porch.
There.
Just lawn furniture. And action. What, Mom? What?
That's the glass clinking in my glass.
What?
That's the ice clinking. You know, no. Indy, we need to talk. You're not going to Ohio. You're going to stay here. I don't care about what Harry says.
Mom.
You know. What?
Mom, I can... You never listen to me, Mom. I'm just saying, we're spiritually married, Mom. We're spiritually married.
I don't know what that means.
You moved to Ohio with your husband. He my husband.
I don't know what that means. How much? I got to ask you. I need to figure out what's wrong with this guy. Because there's obviously something wrong. Because every guy you date, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, nothing wrong, Mom. He is not like the five other guys that I dated from. There is nothing wrong with him.
And I had to look up every single one of them, and I sat there and drank my Kendall Jackson each time.
Mom, they are all, they're in the past, and he is different. You will know him, and he's not up to anything.
How much money did you give him?
I gave him like.
Oh, you know how much money you gave him? Girl, you're tight. You're tight. You don't spend any of your money. You know how much money you gave him.
You know, I will not be shamed for reusing those Happy Meal containers because Tupperware is expensive.
And how much money? I don't want to waste plastic. How much money?
I mean, I've given him tens, maybe like some dozens or like.
You paying for all the calls? Ooh, he's got a live one, girl. He's got a live one.
What do you mean? What do you mean live? How could you talk to your daughter like, see, this is what happened. You go off the handle. You always go so big.
You know, I'm over the top. I'm always over the top, girl. That's me. That's Yolanda. I'm a PI. I'm a PI private investigator. And I'm going to be up in your private business.
Well, you can do this private business on him, on Harry, and I'm telling
you. I can't wait. I've already opened an account.
No, Mom, you're going to see nothing, and then you are going to apologize, Mother. You are going to apologize to me.
I will never apologize for being a mother. And scene. Y'all, I may choose several snippets of this to do as a dramatic monologue.
You should.
She's perfect in every way.
Yeah, she's, you know what I like about her? She is loud, she's opinionated, and she's smart. A lot of times you get people that are loud, opinionated, and stupid.
And she's got a sense of humor about it.
Love
she
her.
She knows how to deliver a catchphrase.
She's kind of like Deontay's mom.
Deontay's mom was a little more put upon, though.
Yes.
And Yolanda enjoys everything she's saying because her daughter has been shitty to her for so long. She's just enjoying living life now. She's enjoying reading her daughter for filth on television.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Yeah. So the next thing, there's a little crossfade here, but Harry calls and says, my mom's in my head, and I don't know what to do. I'm still going to go to Ohio because we're spiritually married, and I'm going to do.
Harry calls it. Indy's talking to him. Sorry, sound like you said Harry was saying. Yes, Indy is saying her mom is in her head.
And
she's like, I've been home for a few days. And she's like, and now I'm just frustrated.
She does just say frustrated. My father says frustrated.
I'm just frustrated.
Yolanda is also talking to her coworker, or I think it's her partner, Damien. And, you know, they're looking up Harry, and she's like, oh, exactly what I thought. Aggravated robbery at gunpoint, and kidnapping. Now, you guys.
Damien said what I said. He was like, kidnapping? Fuck.
That's a federal crime. We did have some sissies. I don't know if you saw this. Sissies reached out and said that actually kidnapping can be applied as long as you – like, let's say you are holding someone at gunpoint and you move them into another room, that can be kidnapping. This sissy dated someone who robbed a McDonald's.
Okay.
And I'm not saying her name, and he just brought them into a different room and he got a kidnapping charge. So he was young. He was very young. So, and I think they tried him as an adult. I hate this shit when they try kids as adults, you guys. We think that we're getting back at them, but boy, when you put a 15 or 16 year old in prison with adult people.
You're
fucking up their life. You're not giving them a chance to rehabilitate.
And you're creating someone that's just going to come out in society an angry, angry, angry man.
But people, they do that to throw the wrath of the community at them. That's the only reason people do it. Yeah, because trying someone as an adult means we're taking this seriously. We're going to really fuck him over. Anyway.
Where are we? Poodle soapbox. So she finds all this out. And so meanwhile, Harry is telling Indy, he said, look, I don't want you to move. I want you to do what's best for you. I want you to do what's best for you. And Indy's like, girl, be straight with me. What you want me to do? You know that. And he's like, no, really, I want you to do. And she's like, well, if we go to Ohio, you better not be hanging around with the wrong crowd. I will get frustrated.
Y'all, this guy's working her.
Anybody
who picked up girls on TikTok.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
And Yolanda even says she hasn't looked into any of this. Why would she date these kind of people?
You know, this is just another part in a line of things Indy has done that are ridiculous. Now, I guarantee you. She's the joke of the family. I guarantee you.
This could change. Yolanda could prove me wrong. But what I like is that Yolanda, or maybe she did say something to this, but I feel like she's pointing out Harry's behavior. She's not pointing out that he's in prison as much as she's pointing out his behavior is what doesn't like. And she even says when she's talking to him, she's like, honey, that's what they do. They do this behavior, this behavior, this behavior, and that's how they play you. And Indy's like, no, he didn't do that. Yeah, but he did. So I like that she's just not saying he's a criminal. You don't date a criminal.
She's not, but people who work in law enforcement definitely have jaded viewpoints of people who are incarcerated. It's part of the job. And so you're going to have less than favorable. Maybe we'll hear something that's different.
Maybe.
Should we move on to Haley and Dalton?
Hi, Dalton.
Y'all, I had a client of mine who also watches the show. She's also a sissy. She said, Haley is that Amy Poehler character who said, Rick, what are we going to do, Rick? Rick, what are you going to say? Watch me do this, Rick. With like braces.
Yeah.
That is her grown up, and I can't unsee it.
She really is.
What are we going to do, Rick?
She really is, as people said, like, so I think somebody called her Redneck Harlequin.
She is. And as you will comment on, the makeup just gets more questionable. Date night, I was like, where do I look? My eyes can't focus.
Well, we see a clip of her mother next week, and I went, you have to be carefully taught.
Yep, right.
You have to be taught to paint your face. There is not a Wet n Wild counter that Haley will not stop at.
You know, she's meeting her ex, Jared, to drop off Henrix, her son. And Henrix has a full head of blue hair. I'm okay with this trend. Let your kids have fun when they're young.
Oh yeah,
they should. My mother would have never let me do this. Let's clarify. Would yours?
Well, we came from a different generation, but I bet now.
No, you didn't. You and I?
You and I came from a different generation. Yours is called the silent generation, right?
The Victorian era.
Yeah.
That's where mostly my people are from.
But I remember when he was a little kid, my youngest nephew, Cody, he got a mohawk and everybody was like, whoa. So it still is like where we're from. Like, it's just now, you won't see a lot of people, like a guy would not color his hair because that would be considered like feminine.
I think kids are doing it though.
Although, guys got highlights when we were, and like straight guys got them, and that was a thing.
Yeah, but now anyone can, especially kids, they can dye their hair in any color. That's just not a big deal.
But everybody knew you got to go to Connie King because she would do the highlights. She did the highlights for every guy.
Highlights. Y'all, if you were a gay man, highlights were just like getting on the gay road.
That was
the beginning.
It's true.
And y'all, having highlights in your teenage years is when all gays bleached their hair. That was the beginning of it all, and all gays bleached their hair during the during Corona. I did not, but most Insta gays did.
And they would bleach, didn't do fun colors. But you know what? You need stuff to do, so do it. So I probably would do my hair fun colors if I wasn't a commercial actor. Why not? Have blue hair.
It wasn't a working commercial actor.
Well, I'm not working. I haven't worked in a long time. I'm just saying, just waiting. Of course, I've been a little busy, but it's all coming back now. All coming back.
We find out that Jared, they were engaged for 3 years, but now I'm going to tell you this in parts. He slept with her best friend of 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Under the same roof as her.
Uh-huh.
And
anything else?
Their baby was there.
She was with their 2-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I need to meet this friend. I need to meet the woman who fucked Jarrett.
That's some gall.
That
Haley, I gotta say,
it took me a couple of years to get over it. I'm like, I think that's fair. I think that would take me a couple of years to get over this too.
They've come a long way since co-parenting, and this is interesting. She's like, "Yeah, I got a date night. I have a date night with Dalton." But he's like, "And y'all, they're having this conversation in front of their child, which I think is kind of shitty.
I don't like that they're having it in front of the child, but I will say, I think Jarrett was like, the outlook on this was one of the best level-headed ways to look at this.
I totally agree.
I was like, good for you, Jarrett.
He said, I don't want my son remembering this as when you're getting prison phone calls, because that's what I remember visiting my father in prison.
Going seeing your dad in prison and me putting my hand on, I don't want to do that. He said, that's why. And he said, I almost went that way, and I really fought hard against it to not do that.
Yeah. He seems like he's trying to avoid any type of overlap that his son would have with that.
Think about the difference of, like, Sean and what's her name? I already forgot her name. His ex-wife.
Oh, Kelly?
Yeah. Sean and Kelly, how they are way too enmeshed and involved in each other's lives. Where Jarrett was like, look, I'm not controlling you, Haley. I don't want to control you. You can do whatever you want. It's just anything that involves my son, I need a say in.
Is quite fair.
It's quite, but the fact that he literally, even when he speaks to her, he'll say, like, I don't think this is a good idea. But he also doesn't but adults this young can already have this type of mindset. I was impressed.
I kept trying to figure out, did he get stung by a bee on his face? Or was there some type of prosthetic?
I think he got in a bar fight or something.
Or a scar. That's what I was thinking.
Scar.
It kind of turned me on.
I was waiting for it. I literally wrote in all caps, Poodle's going to be into this guy.
I just need to date an inmate.
At this point, you could. You could just be like Sabina or whatever her name is, and you see a commercial.
Oh, Satiba.
The new person. So here's the deal. Haley's cuckoo. She's just so much.
She's living in a dream world. She's living in Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper land.
She is still. There is something kind of likable about her. And
I agree.
I actually thought, dare I say, maybe I've watched this show too long. I thought the idea of this date was really sweet.
You've been watching the show for too long, because I thought the same thing. And then I had a reality check. I was like, no, this is kind of fucked up with her telling her how everything tastes.
But he wants that and he misses that. And they're trying to share a moment. And so, like, they're having this steak together, or she's having this steak. And then once he gets out of prison, she'll cook steak for them. And it's a shared memory. They're building a shared story with one another.
I agree with you, but you know this date was much more for her than for him, right?
Probably.
He was barely hanging on. You could see in his voice he was very disinterested.
He
was probably watching porn watching his roommate jerk off.
And just edging
or cellmate.
Each other.
Yeah.
He's probably sitting at the edge and they both had their dick in their hands.
Y'all, I guarantee you he is quite popular in prison. Woo!
I wouldn't be surprised if he fucked around with men just to get ahead. Some guys do it. We might be wishful. Now,
hold on. Let me save that in my bank for later. Just a second. There you go. Okay.
Cha-ching!
Anyway. He is fucked.
He's really, again, he's Sean Cody 2002.
Oh.
He really is.
He really is.
He really is Camelot.
Ooh, Camelot. Yeah. How the mighty have fallen. Sean Cody, you guys, is a wasteland of what it was.
You've mentioned this like five times. If you say it anymore,
I still am not over it.
If you say it anymore, they're going to send us a defamation letter. So
you know how some people, like aren't over like certain Super Bowl wins or World Series losses.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not over the fall of Sean Cody.
Hey, Maury. I'm still pissed off about that, about the Bears in 1985.
Exactly.
Yeah, Polly. You know what I'm upset about? Sean Cody Point.
Hasn't been good since 2008.
2008. Where do I get my rocks off now? The wife? Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone's way too shaved. They don't look like Abercrombie models anymore.
Abercrombie. I remember that, buying that for the wifey, but really for me. Go Bears.
Go Bears. Ditka. We saw a restaurant called Ditka's in Chicago, and I about lost it. Ditka's.
Oh, that was a fun city. Okay. So, y'all, I could take this, but I'm just going to let Poodle take it. Jake.
Time for another episode.
I wasn't going to say that before we...
What?
But I want to say... How did you feel about the way she cooked that steak?
Okay. Number one, this is like Flintstones level meat.
It's just too big.
It's so big. And number one, she couldn't stop touching it, y'all. You got to leave a steak alone.
You got to leave it alone.
You can't. When I saw her flip it one time and it was kind of like gray and still mooing, I was very upset.
Did not have a char on it at all.
Well, she wound up doing that, and I guarantee you, y'all, that steak has a gray band, probably about a half an inch thick. And
the only reason it's medium rare because it was so fucking big.
I don't think it was medium rare. I think she cooked it till it was at least medium, and it might have been because it was so thick. It might have had a layer of blue there in the middle. If a steak like that, you can get thoroughly cooked, but it's better if you sear a steak like that and cook it in the oven. Search, you guys. This is like a cooking moment. Here you go. It's better when a steak is that big, if you sear it in a cast iron pan.
Get Ina Garten's Steakhouse Steak Ritz, because I've made that steak for my boyfriend, and we have gone to like Del Frisco's. We have gone to like Jar in L.A., like really famous steak places, and he says, this still isn't as good as that Ina Garten steak you made for me.
Yeah. It's if you sear the steak on either side, and then you can put a temperature, and you can get it where it reads it, but it's a very slow oven, like 200, maybe 225 degrees. And you let it cook till it just heats up. You also have to salt your steak for at least maybe – some people do it a day ahead so the salt can get all the way through the meat. You can do it, I say, like 2 or 3 hours.
I didn't do that recipe, but yeah, you can. But I will say a lot more pepper than you think, too. A lot of people don't season their steak enough.
When did this become the delicious dish from
sweaty my sausage? When you got to season a sausage, oh my.
Good times. Good times. But
Jake,
no, seriously,
ooh,
y'all.
Sausage. How do you get that firm skin on your sausage, Jake?
this was one of... She kept turning it over, and I was like, stop touching that steak.
It was bad. So she cooks
and
the steak.
And then she poured frozen vegetables in a pot of boiling water in broccoli. And I guarantee you she reheated the mashed potatoes. But, yeah, you know, for sure. She's trying.
The girl
from Paramore is trying.
She's trying. So she sits down and she eats and she calls Dalton. And now is an episode we like to call Ludlow Theater.
Ludlow Theater. It's a little bit like Manhattan Transfer style.
Dalton!
Dalton! Dalton, I'm calling you. It's time for our date night.
Call from Madison County Correctional Facility.
Hey, baby.
Baby.
Dalton?
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby, what's up, baby?
I made steak for us, and I made potatoes, and I made broccoli.
Oh, my God, baby, taste that steak.
Oh, let me see. How do you like your steak? I've never asked you. How do you like your steak, Dalton?
Raw. I like it raw.
Oh, hold on. Maybe it's...
I'm just kidding.
No, it's medium rare.
I like medium rare. I was kidding.
And it's
sorry.
Definitely medium sorry. Rare because that's the way I was you like your steak.
I was talking to my buddy here in lockup with me. He was asking me a question. The answer was raw. The answer is raw. You don't need to know what the question
is. I love that you have friends there.
Baby, I love my friends. I love my friends.
I can't wait to meet your friends one day.
That's great. Yeah, poppers. Poppers are fine, bro. It's fine. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm here, honey. No,
are you having popcorn? Is it movie night?
Yeah, it's movie night. We're watching.
I'm glad you're doing something fun, Dalton.
No, yes, they're doing an old movie. We're watching A Rim with a View. It's supposed to be very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I remember that, like, in English class.
Hey, tell me about that steak. Tell me about that steak. What does it taste like?
It's delicious. It's meaty.
Yes.
I'm going to eat some of the cheese next.
What, the cheese?
Oh, my God. I can actually taste the garlic in this motherfucking cheese.
Did they put garlic in it?
No.
Well, then that is amazing.
I love us. I love our date nights.
Love you too, baby. Love you too, baby. No condoms, bro. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Is that your friend?
And scene.
He is popular in prison.
I took some artistic license with Dalton, and it was hard for Poodle to stay in the scene.
It was. It was actually because I kept picturing what was there.
We said Sean Cody, he's Chaos Man. He's Chaos Man.
Is he going to be your first OnlyFans that Yusuf's cracked
2013, 2014.
Maybe he'll be your first OF you subscribe to.
Possibly.
You know, because Jake says he doesn't subscribe to any.
I don't.
Yeah, he says that my friend Jerome sent me this screenshot. I'm like,
no,
sure.
Y'all, I swear to God, people send me all of it. I'm not yet. Because when I would subscribe, I would feel like that was cheating.
God. All right. So,
I got a weird code about stuff like that.
You got a weird code, full stop. When Haley just said,
"Thank you for having this date night with me."
And then she said,
so robotic.
And then she did say that. "Thank you for having this date night with me."
Hey.
She also, y'all, we forget. She's like, guess what, Dalton?
Oh, yeah.
I Facebook your dad, and I'm going to see him. And she went, he's like, why would you do that? That makes no sense. Because, y'all, he's estranged from his family. And she's like, I think it's going to be good.
Don't make her.
Danielle.
But I
think it's going to be good.
Yeah, that's it. And so this is
she's going fun. Anyway, of course.
She's going anyway.
Y'all, it's a new couple alert.
We have Satiba, who's a billing coordinator, and Towsy, possession of a controlled substance.
And, I mean, he had a gun, but, I mean, you know, he was there. It's just like everybody has a gun. And
he was
so
selling drugs, and, like, he maybe had a gun. Drugs. It's, like, fine. He's a nice guy. I can tell.
He's a nice guy. I can tell.
Y'all... Whoa. This motherfucker has served 6 years in federal prison.
Y'all, he is in a maximum security federal prison. He is with people that have done some shit.
Yeah. This is no joke. I don't know if it's maximum security, but definitely a federal prison.
No, she did say earlier.
Maybe I missed it.
Now, Santiba's
39.
It's
a kink for her. This has shades of Rachel for me.
She's
Rachel
like
and Doug.
She's like if Rachel and Kim from Kim and Usman had a baby to me.
Now, when she said, y'all, she's walking with her friend Mary, and she's like, I was posting dance videos. And she's like, and she showed her dance videos, and they all look like they're at least 10 years old. Did you notice? It was like all, she looked like a fly girl from like,
she did. From like Living Color.
And because she looks remarkably younger in those videos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she says, since my divorce, I've lost 92 pounds. Good for her.
Good for her. Good for her. She's somebody who says, you know, if people don't really know me, they just don't know how to take me. That means she's always going to be that woman.
You're a nightmare.
In that place. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when people start a conversation with, say, let me just tell you, I'm a lot.
Yeah.
If they themselves are telling you that, watch out. I start dates like that.
Yeah, you do start dates like that. So
I am a lot and well worth it.
She's walking around with her friend Mary, and y'all, Mary needs to play poker because this bitch doesn't have a reaction to any. She just kind of like goes, huh. Okay,
you know what it is too?
She does say Mary.
She's got it. She's got her sunglasses on. They don't make them take them off on this show.
It's very bright. It's very bright.
One thing I noticed, there's some type of hair system going on in her in the moments.
It is a wig or hair system.
That's what men say when they have either they don't call it a toupee, but it's a hair system. It's a system of pulleys and levers.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
There is a system of pulleys and levers going on for Sativa.
I think Sativa, there's actually little gnomes holding it up in the back.
there's like a side pony, something giving a lot of volume in the back, and possibly a bump it.
And there is a chance of front false bangs.
Yes, I was very confused at the in the moment look.
Because her workout look seems very just simple, and she put her hair up in a pony.
But the in the moment seemed like there were four things at work, and everything was like, and you know what we'd say, edit, y'all. Coco Chanel, take one thing off before you leave. Take one thing off your hair before you do your in-your-moments.
Unless it's an orgy. Take all that dick, bitches.
Take all that dick.
Raw dick. You get that dick, and then you get three more dicks because that's the American way. All the dicks.
She's saying, he's a good guy. I just know it. We haven't. And the friend's like, have you met? And she's like, we haven't met. We've only talked. So we've never really seen each other in person. And we don't know what the other looks like. And the friend's like, okay. Talzi, by the way, has had no sex since 2013.
Yep.
And she says, yeah, I'm giving him some money, like $1,000. It's like, what? He goes to the commissary and he calls me. So it's fine.
You're not getting her inflection because you almost see like she seems sing-songy. The way she talks, she's very, she does say federal, yeah, because I'm looking at my notes, federal max prison. And she's like, she almost says things like, you can tell that she works in billing. It almost, everything she says, it's the way that
like
she's telling you
agency.
That your expense was denied. And you're not going to get that $22 because you didn't submit a receipt correctly.
Show me.
You know, she's like, where she says like, yeah, well, you know, she says, he's in this prison. It's the worst of the worst, except for him because he doesn't do bad stuff.
You're right. It does go down because she makes it final.
Puts this finale on it. Like,
so I've given him like $1,000 because he calls me.
She goes, Mary, she's like, well, have I given it? Yes. I gave him money. Come on. You know, he's a good guy. I know he's a good guy. Y'all, mark my words. When people talk like this, they're telling you to not question them.
Yeah.
Because if you question them, they're going to freak out.
They're going to get angry.
Is going to have a big anger explosion on this show.
Is DOA. I'm going to call this
DOA
now.
DOA, because he's using this woman.
He's just like, he calls me baby. He tells me that I'm beautiful. He's like my personal trainer, who I will be able to have sex with.
Again, she said, my personal trainer, who I have sex with. And then Mary says, wait, so you've never actually seen each other. I mean, we haven't seen each other. We haven't.
But I'm sure it's fine.
But, you know, it's a risk you have to take for love.
She does say that like it's reasonable, you know.
Yeah,
we're just two sparrows in a hurricane. It's fine.
Yeah, and you'll see that he's a decent guy. You will see that. You will see that.
Ooh.
Next time, please photocopy this front and back, and you will see that.
You just should have done it right. And next time, we won't have this conversation.
Yeah. Put that in a spreadsheet and then give it back to me.
You know what? That really is the essence of her personality.
That is the essence. She's always going to deny your expense report, y'all. Always.
Honey, you get something on your phone. You get an app on your phone.
Yep.
You take a picture of it. It goes right into there.
I know because I've lived this life. That's what I did at my cubicle warrior job.
God, I would have totally just like thrown myself down an elevator shaft. I don't know how you did it.
Well, you know, had to eat. All right.
Shall we move on to who's next? Is it
Tay?
Tay. Hey. How do you get that wrong?
Well, you know, I
I'm amazed you'd never heard the like Tay Babylonia, the figure skater.
Not familiar. Not familiar. Wait, at all.
I was way too involved with figure skating as a young boy.
Tay,
what does that say about me?
Yeah, what does that say about you?
I knew so, oh my God. As a young little boy, y'all, if you were me watching the Winter Olympics when you were like 6 or 7, I knew every skater's name. And like, oh, I hope Tay Babylonia's up. Or I can't wait to see this next French skater. And, you know, I can't wait to see who was the French one who jumped and did backflips.
Oh, I bet you also love Christy Yamaguchi.
Love the gooch.
Okay, we're going to move on. So, y'all, Tay is talking to, his name is Renata?
What's Ronaldo.
His Ronaldo.
It's
sorry,
the handle opera.
Yes.
I'm sure that was what he was named after.
The handle opera. She's talking to Ronaldo, and
that is, I will say, that is what you're going to get on Reality Gaze. That you're going to get nowhere else.
Nowhere else. Named after operas. Now, y'all, we find out Tay is a mortician.
Yeah, we found that up before. Yeah.
I forgot. And she says so.
She's in the funeral home.
Yeah, and she says, my mother was diagnosed. Again, this is Tay. She gets all of her drama, and she knows why she has all these patterns, yet she still is horrible.
I call bullshit on it. I think she's just trying to make it more palatable for TV.
So she says her mother was diagnosed with schizophrenia at a very early age, and there's a reason why they call it paranoid schizophrenia, because it sounds like that's what her mother had. She was afraid of everything, and it's completely debilitating. It's all it's all fear of the death, anxiety, and all that. And so she's like, I wanted to become, I was afraid of death, so that's why I became a mortician. And you're like, okay, all right, you get that. And so we see Renata, and she is
Ronaldo,
and he is like her trainer, right? Teaching her mortician
her school. Superior.
Okay.
And he's like saying, so now my hand is in the cavity, and we are starting the embalming.
We weren't planning on doing this.
Okay.
But I guess we're just going to do a scene for every single couple because these people are wackadoo. We like to do a Lulu theater. All right, Tay. I'm just going to need you to I want you to take your embalming fluid.
Okay, I'm watching you, Ronaldo.
You take your blade. Now, look, this is very precise. You got to be, because you're going around
hand
delicate part
inside the chest cavity.
What? What's that?
Oh, girl, sorry. That's my phone. Okay, someone playing on my phone. Okay. I'm so sorry.
What do you mean by?
It'll go off. It'll go to voicemail. It'll be fine. Put your hand back in the cavity.
Wait, what do you mean by playing with your phone?
She's played on my phone.
You can't.
Her name is Boston.
Now?
She's played on my phone.
But you can't touch that. Okay. It stopped. Okay. Okay. Back to it. So
back
now.
To it. Okay. It won't happen again.
So we're going to go. We're going to look at thoracic cavity. All right.
Here we go.
So
we're opening the chest.
So now, yeah, you got to be very careful because if you move this right now, the chest is going to fall in. So just on one,
two.
Oh. All right.
I'm so sorry. Right. I just need to take a moment. I'll be right back. I'll re-sterilize.
You don't. No, you got to take off your stuff. Don't touch your
phone.
Who
is this?
It's
who is
nasty.
This? Who is
it's
this?
Nasty.
Who is this, Boston? Oh, it's Hottie. It's Hottie. I'll be right back. And scene. Yo, when that ring came on, I squealed.
It's going to come on all the time. It's.
I think we might be doing one for every episode.
You know what? When I see you next time in person, we can program sound cues into our little podcast. We should put that into the podcast thing at this point.
So, y'all, it is Hottie, and Hottie's like, Boston is still playing on my phone,
and he's
and
like, baby,
Hottie's
baby,
like, I don't know
baby,
her. I don't know her. It's totally fine.
I don't. I'm Mariah Carey. This bitch. I don't know her. You know.
She
and,
says,
"Go ahead."
She says. I think Hottie's been keeping secrets of me, and this is why I have a system. He can be replaced
really
in one day.
In 1 minute. I just want to say, let's just talk about, and it makes sense, but I just can't imagine being like, oh, excuse me, Ronaldo, yeah, I'm just going to take this in the, where all the coffins are.
I'm going to take this in the coffin studio.
The coffin studio.
I'm going to use a coffin gallery. For kind of like a little place
and
where
I'm
I sit
gonna,
my arms.
Y'all, she leaned against a coffin the way you lean against like an outside like parking barrier outside of your job.
Yeah. She's very comfortable in the coffin studio. It was unintentionally hilarious. You know, when they were filming that, they're like, I can't believe we're getting this.
Yeah.
So I want to just say this, you guys, this is some Holiday style. If you know that movie that we did with Ben and Ronnie, last year, they're together on every holiday. So they don't have to find any, type of like vulnerability. So Ty is always checking on her next guy because she thinks that one is going to be the right one. So then she'll open up to him. I'm confused.
But the thing is, she's not going to open up to any of them.
No,
because she's not going to be able to say no to any of them.
Cause she messages. She's like, I message 3 or 4 guys a week. You just scroll, cut and paste. Scroll, cut and paste. It's a good grinder strategy, I will say.
She literally just cut. It's gross. It's gross. Now, we see a little bit where she's in the bathtub and she's just taking pictures. And I went, I don't know what I would say if my mother was taking. I mean, she's got children. She's in a bath. I'm not ashamed, but it's just. People didn't have phones, but I guess my mother, when she was dating, would have taken.
For women of any age to take pictures, to take nudie pictures.
She's wearing a mask in a bathtub.
It is a little bit. It's a lot.
So this is my question to you, Poodle. Is inappropriate adult selfies in the 2020s what glamour shots were in 1987?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then I'm okay with, because my mother, y'all, she did what all of your mothers did. She got divorced, and then her friend, 6 months later, told her to go get glamour shots.
They are glamour shots, and the way, the thing that happened in the mid-aughts was everyone getting headshots, and
like
whether you wanted them or not.
Whether you were going to use them or not, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry, hit the mic, y'all. Hit the mic.
Shall we move on? To Max and Tara.
Very short.
Yeah. I'm more confused. I'm piecing together things. This is after Tara has ghosted him. Y'all, we found out, by the way, that Max is on an escort site. I don't know if he's with men or I think he's probably with women or both.
So he does OnlyFans and he's on an escort site.
He's an escort. And no shame in the game, But no, he is an escort.
Not at all.
I hope it's also with men, because I'd pay to watch that.
Even though I don't think he's that hot.
I'm not really into him. His face looks odd to me, the way he does his expressions.
Y'all, I think someone's been dipping into the roids. Did you get a look at his back?
Oh, yeah. He's doing steroids. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could see, his whole back was broken out. Like, he's juicing. Almost certainly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess I've heard that. I've never really been around it, nor have I ever experienced that, because Poodle and I are not, shocking y'all, Poodle and I are not gym queens.
I'm fit.
To be tied most of the time.
That's the truth.
Literally.
Maybe I'll get tied tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I got that one tied up back there. Shh, be quiet.
So, here's what I'm going to call. I think we might not see Tara ever, because they keep showing just the same two pictures of her. I don't think we're going to. I think they started filming this and went, wait a minute. This guy is living and sleeping in the same bed of the woman that he fucks on OnlyFans for money.
This is the real story.
But yet they're not dating. That's when I was like, oh, who's this Alessa? And he's like, Alessa's who I work with OnlyFans, and we sleep in the same bed, but she's not my girlfriend. And
just hook up.
Lean in.
And I went, ¿Qué pasa? Baking powder?
Baking powder.
She's gorgeous. Alessa is gorgeous. Now, they make videos together for OnlyFans, which means they have sex, probably, for OnlyFans.
They do threesome. They didn't say whether it was women or men.
They did not. Now, he says, she's like, and y'all, she wants to be in a relationship with him. Because she's feeling some type of way about you and this girl. And I'm like, sleeping with you. And he's like, we're a business relationship, but we're going to fuck at night when the cameras aren't there. So what does that tell you?
We sleep in the same bed because we hook up anyway. And it's like, okay, then you're not a business relationship.
And she's like, I think this is just shady. Of course it is.
Of course it's shady.
Yeah.
Has he given Tara money?
I don't know.
I want to know that.
But she is, and she says, we do everything together. I don't know why she just wants to be with him. God knows why. Because I don't think he's that much of a prize. He has a big dick, though, that he pummels her with.
Well, we're going to find out now.
I need to see it.
Some sissy's going to join OnlyFans.
I need to see it. Give me that dick.
Okay. That's all I have for them.
Me too. Can we move on to...
I don't even want to talk about...
The worst person on this season.
And Poodle and I were talking before. He said he's still more bothered by Brittany. For me, Gabby might be my least favorite person ever in Lalu multiverse history.
I'm trying to think of even worse than Sean.
Yes, because Sean is
dumb.
Stupid, yeah. And he does stupid things that I laugh at. Gabby is just mean and petty.
And she's self-centered, and she's a brat.
She's a brat, and she's a narc. And I just...
And she's mean to her mom, who I like.
Okay. If I spoke to my mother the way Gabby speaks to her mother, never.
And she's this is a typical spoiled brat who should have been on My Sweet 16, but she didn't have enough money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She should have. So she wants her mother to go wedding dress shopping. Her mother's like, hey, listen, youth, I'm not going.
Listen, youth, I'm not going shopping with you. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be. I would rather pull weeds
these weeds here than be with youth.
Than be with youth who's going to go shopping for your wedding dress. Because it's not going to happen. So she's reading the mother does say, are you that stupid?
Are you really that stupid?
And Gabby's you don't know him in the real world.
Mom, listen, I've had a bad day already. Chris is in the pokey. He's in the slow burn.
He's in the shoe.
The crock pot. He's in the shoe. I couldn't remember that was called the
solitary
shoe.
Confinement. You haven't watched enough prison shows. Shoe is the solitary
confinement. No, I know that it's called The Shoe because I listened to Ear Hustle. I just they did a whole episode about The Shoe. I just haven't.
I wouldn't mind being The Shoe, but that would only be me. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I don't want to romanticize The Shoe.
No, I don't think you should. And so she's like, Mom, I'm going to read you this letter. And the letter is just like, hey, babe, I got put in The Shoe, but I miss you. I love you. And she's like, oh, the rest is nasty shit.
The rest is like nasty stuff that I can't tell you. And the mom's like, please.
And then that's when the mom's like, something's going on. Here's the deal, though. It's crazy. Yeah, here's what's going on. Your daughter is a piece of shit, and she's conning this prisoner. And he's actually, I hope he's conning her. I hope he's fucking her over at this point.
No, he's not. I think he is. I think she's taking everything from him. And this is a despicable person.
She's a despicable person. Oh.
And y'all, she's going dress shopping. She gets her three friends. I wrote down Ava, Abby, and she has another friend named Gabby.
Ava, Abby, and Gabby. And I went, this is made up.
And so she's like, they're like, that looks like a New Year's dress with some stuff attached to it. And y'all.
Like, Gabby's like, I don't want anything extravagant.
These dresses are $15,000. The second dress she tries on is $30,000. I will say, this dress looks cute. It doesn't really fit her.
No, I didn't like any of these dresses they looked. They were all too much.
And then, y'all, she calls the lawyer who's handling the settlement.
She's like, no, hold on. You gloss over.
Sorry. Well,
she wants both dresses. She wants the first she wants it to be for the reception. And the other, and they're like, this is fine. You can, y'all, she wants to spend $45,000 on dresses. And I like it. They did a great editing job. The second dress, they're like, oh, I love this dress. I love this dress. And one of the friends says, how much is this dress? And the sales associate says, $30,000. And literally the sound editors went, and just put it, and you see her friend kind of grab Abby or other Gabby. And she's like, what the fuck?
Gabby too.
And that's
the
where
Q Gabby too. Yes.
Y'all, Chris has already given her $60,000. So she wants another 45. She wants 100. Y'all, he only has like $40,000 left after this 100. Because he got
not enough to pay for the wedding.
It's not enough to pay for this wedding. And she's like, I'm going to get this one and the other reception dress. And I wrote, I hate this garbage person on my television right now.
And then, y'all, she calls Phil, his lawyer, says, so I'm at the wedding dress shop, and I need $30,000. I'm going to stop by and get a check for $30,000.
Because what happens, y'all, is she tells him, normally, she tells Chris she needs money, and Chris authorizes the attorney to pay out the funds to her. Because they're not married.
Right.
It's in Chris's name. And so the attorney
said, he's in The Shoe, though. And
he's like,
so
Chris is in
The
Shoe right now.
Authorization. And she's like, what do you mean? He would totally do this.
And she's like, y'all, she's a fucking Karen. When she said, sorry, not to be rude, but he told you that I could get the money. And y'all, when people say, sorry, not to be rude, they're about to be rude.
Yeah.
They're about to be very rude. Very rude.
They're about to be more than rude. They're about to be really shitty to you.
They're about to be really shitty. And she's like, why can't you just give me money? And she says to the attorney, you're not listening to me. You're not listening. Just shut the fuck up. And I am so... Like, she makes me want to go and, like, throw things at walls so I don't punch people.
No, she's pretty awful. I kind of laugh at her as a ridiculous thing.
She does to you, like, to me, like what Stephanie does to you.
I hate Stephanie.
She hits at something
Stephanie
in the middle
from Single
of me,
Life.
And I'm like, if this woman wasn't on fire, it was on fire, I wouldn't pee on her. I would. But I don't want to.
No, y'all, we're going to love to hate this woman the entire season.
She's going to get out and fucking dumps her.
So she's like, what do you mean? You wouldn't do this. You're a piece of shit. She hangs up on him, of course.
Hangs up. Because this is what I do like about this show, is this show really does. Lalu is crazy, but for the most part, I know we have our Destinies and our Lindsay Scott, but Lalu does really, I think, do a good job of painting people that are incarcerated as humans.
They do.
And
it's
like,
gotten better as the show's gone on, people
say. But you really feel for Chris in this.
Yes.
That's all I have. Although I do have an announcement. We have some news, y'all. We have breaking news.
We do.
We never talk about news, but
When the demons got her.
When the demons got her. The demons got her.
John and Christiana have broken up.
Yeah, it's official. Now,
but it seems official. What's even more, Christiana really liked that haircut that Rosie O'Donnell got in like 1998. And she got it with the side fade
and the shaved.
She literally got a Karen cut and dyed it like bright red, pink, purple.
God bless her.
So best of luck. I hope that she can still stay on a path for her that supports the life she wants to live. Yeah. But this show really is masterful that I can hear that and my heart actually sinks because I feel bad for them.
I know. I kind of wanted more for them.
I know. I did too. Y'all, that's it. That's it. That's Lurler.
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 So y'all, thanks y'all so much. You know the deal. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Someone said, I don't know, but one of our sissies said that you can now leave
Spotify. Yep, it's official.
Spotify. So y'all, please. Please,
please
leave a review on Apple Podcast and on Spotify. We appreciate that very much. Anything else, Poodle, you want to add?
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right, everybody. So, hey.
We talked about live shows earlier. Yeah.
We did. Do your best out there. Try not to.
Be kind, you guys. If you're traveling with an airport or just in general with public with customer service people, be kind.
Be kind out there. Try not to see a commercial on TV and think, wow, that person found their husband on a jail finder site. So I think I want to do that too. That'll be easy. If you're
She saw a TV show.
If you're having those thoughts at home, please don't do that. And until then, good luck on your dating life, and we will
murder you, murder.
Lock me up. Throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time. I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love.